Going Green, 6. Exercise 6, page 103.
Green transport. Everybody's worried about the high levels of pollution in cities at the moment, and a lot of it is because of exhaust emissions from cars, motorbikes, lorries, buses and taxis. Luckily, some cities are coming up with some creative solutions. A. Tuk-tuks. A new type of public transport has been appearing in British cities over the last few years. Three-wheeled, environmentally friendly rickshaws from Asia. They run on natural gas and are called tuk-tuks because of the sound their engine makes. Each colourful tuk-tuk has its own individual design on it, such as a Union Jack, and even has a hood and curtains to keep out the rain and cold. These mini taxis can go at speeds of up to 56 kilometres per hour, and are a huge hit with both tourists and locals. B. Get on your bike. If you go to Paris, don't be surprised if you see a lot of people riding grey bikes with metal baskets on the front up the Champs-Élysées. Since summer 2007, there have been thousands of bikes available to rent on the streets of Paris. The idea is simple. You buy a cheap pass for a day or a week, pick up a bike from one of 750 docking stations, ride it to your destination, and then put it back at another docking station. Now, traffic is down, noise is down, pollution is down, parking is much easier, and everyone from tourists to businessmen in suits get around the city on two wheels. C. River taxis. The authorities in Jakarta, Indonesia, have come up with the clever idea of making use of the city's network of rivers and canals for a new form of public transport, river taxis. As there are also markets along some of the rivers, you can hop off and do a little shopping on the way. The authorities hope this service will ease Jakarta's terrible traffic problem, as there are about 5 million vehicles on the city streets, growing about 10% yearly.